AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel and the U.S. launched a new wave of strikes on Iran, hitting Tehran in the early morning hours. Video shared by President Trump appear to show a massive attack on Isfahan. The city is home to one of three uranium enrichment sites bombed by the U.S. in the 12-day war between Iran and Israel in June. Meanwhile, satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press show damage after an Iranian attack targeting Qatar's Al Udeid airbase. The March 15th photo from Planet Labs PBC shows damage to one of the massive airbase's buildings. The Iran war has pushed the price of gas to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years.
Gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level since 2022. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.02. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The last time drivers were paying this much was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prices vary from state to state due to factors ranging from supply to differing tax rates. Some drivers have been paying more than $4 a gallon for some time. Analysts say the cost of groceries could increase as businesses' transportation costs increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
Frustrating security lines dwindled at U.S. airports yesterday as Transportation Safety Administration officers began receiving back pay for working during the partial government shutdown. In Texas, a 15-year-old student shot a teacher at Hill Country College Preparatory High School in Boulevarde near San Antonio. Authorities say the student fatally shot himself. The teacher was taken to a nearby hospital after yesterday's shooting. Comal County Sheriff Mark Reynolds said hours after yesterday's shooting that he didn't know her condition. This is AP News. Brazil has a nationwide program that lets prisoners cut their sentences by reading books and proving they understood them.
Inmates in a women's prison in Rio de Janeiro describe reading as relief from stress. Emily de Souza says the program helps her cope and brings her closer to seeing her young son. For me, it's really great because it not only helps pass the time, but it's also an escape, a chance to step away from this environment for a bit, to think about other things, other stories, and other people besides myself. Literature professor Paulo Roberto Tonani says literature is a human right. He says our goal, which underpins everything we do, is to ensure this right. First, the right to lower one sentence through reading to participate in this process, in this project. And second, to truly consider access to literature. Officials say reading supports reintegration, but access varies widely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.